The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging. And to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, Salaam alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is the art of saying no. That was an interesting topic, and I invite you to listen to this till the end.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Monday, is the 29th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Isvan, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we'll listen to chapter Al-Kafirun and then some important points about this chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قل يا أيها الكافرون.
Say, O disbelievers.
لا أعبد ما تعبدون.
I do not worship what you worship.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد.
Nor are you worshippers of what I worship.
ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم.
Nor will I be a worshipper of what you worship.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد.
Nor will you be worshippers of what I worship.
لكم دينكم ولي دين.
For you is your religion, and for me is my religion.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Monotheism is the secret of unity in all aspects, while polytheism is the source of dispersion and separation in all affairs. Monotheism promotes men from the world of materialism, high up beyond the nature world, and joins him to the eternal world, to the infinite being of Allah. But polytheism drops man down into the well of materialism. It joins him to limit weak, perishing creatures. For the same reason, the Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and all other great prophets not only did not collude with polytheism, but their first and greatest duty was also to fight against it.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
This is today's special. We listen to this part under the title of The Art of Saying No. Recall the day when someone called you on your cell and you could not say upright that you were busy and ended up lying and cooking up a story. Remember when someone asked you for a money loan and you did not want to give it, but ended up giving it and doing so much ghibah of that person. Sooner or later, a time comes in your life when you realize that life is more than a popularity contest. You may be a people pleaser, but you must be an effective person. At times, we have to say no at the risk of getting on the wrong side of people.
most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the art of saying no. Sometimes people in leadership positions overcommit and bite off more than they can chew. Without considering their time limits, they say yes to everyone and end up not respecting their commitments. This again adds to one's sins. The challenge is in learning to understand your boundaries so that you don't get burnt out, and more importantly, so that you can honor the commitments you have already made to serve as a leader. Sooner or later, a time comes in your life when you realize that life is more than a popularity contest. You may be a people pleaser, but you must be an effective leader at the same time. As leaders, and that is the central role of the Muslim Ummah as a whole, at times we have to say no at the risk of getting on the wrong side of people, simply because we must uphold adl or justice at all times. Since a leader needs to be firm yet humble, we are ordered to have consultation before deciding a matter, but while the opinions and suggestions of others should be taken into account, it is not a must to act upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most exalted, says in his glorious book, "And by the mercy of Allah, you dealt with them gently. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about you. So pass over their faults and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for them and consult them in the affairs. Then when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. Certainly Allah loves those who put their trust in Him." This is chapter Al-Imran, verse 159. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
The institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Say no to yourself. The first person you say no to is yourself. The most difficult person you will have to deal with is you. It's time to say no to you in order to realize that failure to accept another person's request in order to achieve your primary goals and fulfill your duties is at times necessary. For saying no, plan ahead. Planning brings order to your life in two ways. First, it tells you how to get from where you are to where you want to be. Secondly, it identifies the required tasks and resources to get you there. Planning is the key to managing events in your life.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Now, how to say no without feeling guilty. Be sincere and ask them to forgive you for saying no. When it comes to saying no, we always think our only options are number one, lie and make up an excuse, or B, hurtfully say no. How about saying no but asking them to forgive you? For example, I need to ask your forgiveness. I can't help. I know I've said I've come every week, but things are piling up on me, and I need to ask your forgiveness. I can't come weekly anymore. When you come from a position of humility, saying no is so much easier. It is so liberating to truthfully just ask people's forgiveness for saying no. You don't have to play this silly game and making up bogus and mentally exhausting excuses.
The courage to say no. Now, most of the times we talk about the courage to say yes. There are times when it takes courage to say no. Do you have that kind of courage? When temptation is standing or lying or sitting right before you, when the offer of temptation is laid out before you, do you have the courage to say no when you know that it is not right, it isn't the will of God, isn't His plan for your life, it may be a desire but not the will of God for your life? Do you have the courage to say no and walk away from the offer of Satan to your life? Many people do not, and they find themselves in great entanglements in life because they don't have the courage to say no. They know it's not right. They know it's a temptation. They know it's not the will of God, but somehow they don't have the courage to say no. So think about it in your life. Is it a habit that you have to say yes to things that you know that are not right? Are you one of those persons who has the strength and who is sensitive to what's going on around you and is able to discern the difference between good and evil and the difference between the will of God and the will of the world? Do you have that or do you not? Well, God wants us all to be courageous because He knows we'll face times in life and situations and circumstances that it takes more than just the desire. It takes courage. Many people operate on the basis of fear, on the basis of what other people think. We as believers should operate on the basis of courage. Courage to say no when we ought to say no. Courage to say yes when we should say yes.
The topic of this episode of today's special was the art of saying no. Inshallah, we continue to speak and learn more and more about this interesting topic. Till then, Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Salam, dear listeners. And how about reflecting upon a maxim bequeathed to us for our guidance by the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him? Seeking God's forgiveness along with the insistence on committing the sin from which you seek forgiveness are additional sins.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the hijab, the veil. You know, the veil is one of those tricky topics, especially these days. It's a point of contention even amongst Muslims. You know, some people accept it, some people don't like it, don't accept it. They don't even consider it a part of religion. You know, a lot of people, they say, you know, it's a part of religion, but they're not ready to kind of act upon it. You know, it's also something that the enemies of Islam have put their finger on, and as an objection to Islam, they use it to kind of reinforce their objection that Islam oppresses women, and it's you know, it suppresses, you know, the women's rights. And so on and so forth. Right now, we don't want to get into all of those different intricacies of this problem. In the Holy Quran, we read, O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the faithful to draw closely over themselves their veils when going out. What makes it likely for them to be recognized? That makes it likely for them to be recognized and not be troubled. And Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. In a beautiful hadith, it's been narrated from Imam Ali that he said the following: I was sitting with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in Baqi, on a cloudy and rainy day, when a woman passed us on a donkey. The foreleg of the donkey slipped into a pit, and the woman fell off. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam turned his face away from the woman. The messenger of Allah's companions said, "O Messenger of Allah, she has trousers on." You know, meaning, why did you turn your face away when she was covered? He said thrice, "O Allah, forgive the women clad in trousers. O people, wear trousers, for verily they are the most covering of your garments, and safeguard your women by making them wear them when they go out." This is one of the beautiful hadiths regarding the hijab. And also, another hadith which has been mentioned is a following hadith from Imam Ali. Covering the woman is more prosperous to her state and more endearing for her beauty. And it has also been narrated again from Imam Ali that he said the following to his son, Imam al-Hasan, and curb their eyes by keeping them in a veil. For the strict observance of the veil is better for you and for them. So this is also, these are also indications of the benefit of the veil and why it is necessary for women to cover themselves when they go outside. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the necessity of the veil, the hijab, for women, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School. Here today we have some of the students of Sevier International School again, Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Salam alaikum, brothers, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Fine, Hassan? Hussein?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, alhamdulillah. Yes. Ali Nasir, Fawad. Are you all right?
Alhamdulillah.
Salaam alaikum. Welcome, brothers. The same as our previous sessions, inshallah, today we'll work on one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Brothers and sisters, I hope you have your Quran with you. Please stay with us till the end of this session. Page number 49, ayah 283 of Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. We'll practice this ayah. We'll have a short explanation, plus the tajweed rules. So, everybody, before we start, let's once listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa in kuntum كنتم على سفر ولم تجدوا كاتبا فرهان مقبوضة فإن أمن بعضكم بعضا فليؤدي الذي اؤتمن أمانته وليتق الله ربه ولا تكتموا الشهادة ومن يكتمها فإنه آثم قلبه والله بما تعملون عليم.
Nice recitation. I will be reciting once, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir. You all will be listening and practicing, okay? Repeat after me. Our brothers and sisters as well, they have their Quran, inshallah, they will practice with us. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإن كنتم على سفر ولم تجدوا كاتبا فرهان مقبوضة
وإن كنتم على سفر ولم تجدوا كاتبا فرهان مقبوضة
فإن أمن بعضكم بعضا فليؤدي الذي اؤتمن أمانته وليتق الله ربه
فإن أمن بعضكم بعضا فليؤدي الذي اؤتمن أمانته وليتق الله ربه
ولا تكتموا الشهادة ومن يكتمها فإنه آثم قلبه
ولا تكتموا الشهادة ومن يكتمها فإنه آثم قلبه
والله بما تعملون عليم
والله بما تعملون عليم
Sentum. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty bless you, inshallah. In the previous verses, we were talking about giving someone some money. In the previous verses, we were talking about giving someone some money on loan, yes? Or charity, or yes. Someone asks us for some money. So you can give him, yes? And there were certain conditions that you have to pay attention, and then whenever you want to give someone some money on loan, write it down and these things. Yes, certain conditions were there. In this ayah, Allah Almighty says that if you are on a journey and you can't find a writer, nowadays we can find a writer. Yes, we alhamdulillah, we all, ourselves, we can write. Yeah, we can take some documents. We can do it by our own. Yes, we don't need any writer, but we can go to there are some offices, we can go and make the documentations. But this ayah talks about this issue, that if you do not have a writer, if you cannot write, or you do not have someone to write for you, yeah, the contract, yes? For example, you give someone some money on loan, and you need to write it, yes? If you can't do this, what should we do? فَرِهَانٌ مَقْبُوضَةٌ You can get something in return, okay? You can keep something, something from their properties. For example, yeah, if you give him 100,000 thumans, something that's worth 100,000 thumans, you can get from him, okay? You can keep it until he gives back the money, okay? This way, in return. Or if you have someone that you believe, you trust in him, you don't need to write down. Allah Almighty says, فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اتُّمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهُ رَبَّهُ You can trust him. Okay? So, there are something more about this ayah. But this message, like the previous verses, alhamdulillah, we learned, okay, that we can take something and return. It's okay. There is no objection. Or we can, what? We can trust each other. Yes, our mu'min brother. So, more on these, ayah, inshallah, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, to learn more, okay? Just a simple message from this ayah.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Now we will move on with the Tajweed rules. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir. We will practice, inshallah, okay? All right?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Please stay with us. Now we'll move on with the Tajweed rules. The very first one is the Ikhfa rule here.
Yes.
Wa in kuntum, Ikhfa rule tells you that if you have a Nun Sakin or a Tanween, yes? Plus?
Kaf.
Kaf. Ta, Jim, Afa, Qaf, Sin, Shin. These letters, which are from the rest of the letters, four groups we had. So if you have these letters, you have to apply the rule.
Ikhfa.
What does the rule Ikhfa say, Fawad?
You should hide the sound of the Noon.
Yeah, you should hide the sound of the Noon or the Tanween. N sound, you should hide it. N sound. Produce the sound from your nose, a nasal sound, and that's all. Hide the sound. Hide the sound. Wa in kuntum. Right? The two.
Yes.
This is the first rule, important one. Ikhfa. Ala safarin. The second rule tells you the rule idgham. Yes?
Yes.
The second rule I have to tell you. The rule idgham. So, the rule idgham says, Ali Nasir, that if you have Nun Sakin or Tanween plus one of these six letters, Ya, Ra, Mim,
Lam,
Waw, Noon. Together, Yarmalun. One of these letters, if you have after Noon, Sakin, or Tanween, apply the rule Idgham. Hussein, what is the rule Idgham?
Sir, merge.
Merging the sounds, joining the sounds together.
Yes.
Okay. Ala Safarin, Tanween plus Waw. Merge the sound of Tanween, sound with Waw. Safari, right? Safari, ala safari. A nasal sound also, plus two counts. Two counts. Produce the sound for two counts. Prolong the sound.
Yes.
Wa in kuntum ala safari wa lam tajidu, right? Wa lam tajidu katiban farihanum maqbuda. Katiban tanween plus fa fa's from the rest of the letters, the same as in kuntum ikhfa. Katiban farihanum. Right?
Yes.
Rihanun tanween. It's nun also, tanween as well it has. Nun. Yes? Plus mim.
Idgham.
Idgham, of course. Yar malun. Yes? Mim, the letter mim. Farihanum. Maqbuda. Maqbuda, the third rule here is the rule qalqala, the bouncing, the echoing sound.
Letter qaf.
On the letter qaf, you have to apply the rule qalqala. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
A bouncing sound. Maqbuda. Weak qalqala because it's in the middle.
Yeah.
Maqbuda. Right? So, sila tells you for what?
Wasl is better.
Wasl is better. Yes, Hassan?
Tuning is better.
Here, Hassan, should we continue or stop?
Stop.
Stop or continue?
Continue.
Continue or stop?
Continue.
Both are the same, right? Oh, I made him confused, yes? Okay. Stop or continue, both are the same. No problem. فَإِنْ أَمِنَ نون ساكين plus حمزة. The rule?
إظهار.
إظهار. Just normally read, produce the sound of noon. فإن أمين بعضكم بعضا. One more rule I will tell you. The rest of them are easy, like we have practiced. So, فإن أمين بعضكم, the rule إقلاب will be applied here. إقلاب or إخفاء? ميم ساكين plus با. إخفاء. ميم ساكين plus با, إخفاء. Hide the sound of ميم. بعضكم, right? Hide the sound of ميم. That's the final rule. The rest of them are the same. Only one more. قلا. قلا tells you, حسن?
Better to stop.
Better to stop. وقف is better than واصل.
Yes.
The rest of them are the same as the إخفاء rules, إدغام rules. So, brothers and sisters, I hope you have learned something. Thank you so much for being with us. Brothers here also, thank you so much. Fawad, Hassan Hussein, and Ali Nasser. We will be here with you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Tomorrow, inshallah, with you on IRB English Radio. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa alihi
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. أوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي Strengthen my limbs in your service and fortify my ribs in determination. وَهَبْ لِيَ الْجِدَّ فِي خَشْيَتِكَ وَالدَّوَامَ فِي الْإِتِّصَالِ بِخِدْمَتِكَ حَتَّى أَسْرَحَ إِلَيْكَ فِي مَيَادِينِ السَّابِقِينَ وَأُسْرِعَ إِلَيْكَ فِي الْبَارِزِينَ Bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you and continuity in my being's joint to your service, so that I move easily towards you in the battlefield of the foremost and hurry to you among the prominent. وَأَشْتَاقَ إِلَىٰ قُرْبِكَ فِي الْمُشْتَاقِينَ So that I desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous. وَأَدْنُوَ مِنْكَ دُنُوَ الْمُخْلِصِينَ So that I move near to you with the nearness of the sincere. وَأَخَافَ كَمَخَافَةَ الْمُوقِنِينَ So that I fear you with the fear of those who have conviction. وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جَوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ So that I gather with the believers in your nearness. In this part of the Kumail supplication, we have discussed many concepts and issues. We mentioned why Imam Ali alayhi salam brings up all these requests for strengthening his ribs and limbs. Why Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning these requests in this part of the supplication, and the conditions for Almighty Allah's special blessings, and also how we can associate and be among the companions of the infallibles, especially mu'mineen, how to gather with the believers. Now, the point is, one of the most prominent examples, in fact, the best exemplar for a mu'min, for a believer, is the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam. Now, we have to know the Ahlul Bayt because we have to follow their orders. The Almighty Allah is introduced through His Prophet, and the Prophet is introduced through the Ahlul Bayt, through the infallibles. Now, the point is that there is necessity in getting to know the Ahlul Bayt. And this necessity of knowing the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and to follow them has been recommended by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam according to this verse of the Holy Quran, where it says, it brings about happiness in this world and the hereafter, while to neglect them causes perdition. This is the 23rd verse of chapter Shura.
Strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever, the feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
Now, we were saying that getting to know the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam on the basis of Quranic verses and authentic narrations
will remove all veils of ignorance from our eyes. When we come to understand that titles such as People for the Reminder, The Truthful, The Benefactors, The Pious, The Believers, The Patient, The People of Understanding, The Friends of Allah, The Face of Allah, The Revenge of Allah, The Ear of Allah, The Side of Allah, when we understand that all these terms, all these titles refer to the Ahlul Bayt, we will learn how to benefit from them with guidance and using them as Noah's Ark. This is so important. We can also quench the thirst of intellect, heart, and spirit with the pure drink of their knowledge. This is the importance and necessity of getting to know the Ahlul Bayt. If we wish to win Almighty Allah's favor, we must follow the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam wholeheartedly on the basis of following the holy verse قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, and then Allah will love you. This is what the Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran. So, getting to know the Ahlul Bayt leads to getting to know Allah. And the Holy Quran, as well as it develops intuition. This will serve as a factor for purifying ourselves. This is very good for purifying morality too. This will certainly save us from hellfire. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions. This is what he requests from the Almighty Allah. أَجْتَمِعَ فِي جِوَارِكَ مَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Of course, he is humbly saying that I want from you, Allah, to be gathered with the believers in your nearness. Yet alone, he is one of the most important and prominent cases and exemplars of the believers, of mu'min. He is the true mu'min. And by getting to know him and the rest of the Ahlul Bayt, God willing, inshallah, we will get closer to the station of nearness and mercy of the Almighty Allah. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are focusing on the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the reasons why prophets came and in explaining the situation of the society at that time when the prophets came to them. And one of the biggest things that he focuses on was the fact that people began to change that promise of Allah, that promise of God, that covenant of God that was addressed to them. They changed that covenant, and therefore they did not apply the covenant in their lives. And they changed it, basically. That means they changed that trend that Allah wanted for the society, the trend of Tawheed. And when that trend changed, it had effects. People began to ignore the rights of God. That means they forgot or they were ignorant of that right of God. And that was that God has the right to be able to be present in all areas of the society. And a person should not restrict the influence of God in issues outside. Of course, we don't mean existentially and ontologically, but rather in the legislative sense, which is a place where God has allowed mankind to have free will. But of course, they have to align their free will with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, the other thing that we mentioned is that they began to take opponents for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they formulated those systems that were that are also playing that role of legislation, as if they were trying to forge an opponent for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is a source of legislation and others are also, which was a wrong thing that people did. And the third thing is that the devils began to block people to come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making them satisfied with petty things that they felt are actually satisfying that internal thirst that they had, while it was only that legislation of God that was going to save them.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions a fourth thing where he says that وَاقْتَطَعَتْهُمْ عَنْ إِبَادَتِهِ, that the devils not only blocked the people from knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also